Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
More than two-thirds of women who work in the home and have third-level education do not want to return to a paid job, according to new research. This is in Ireland, by the way. Yes, the jury is finally in. The woman's place is in the home. Well and truly, it seems, according to this survey. Now, I don't mean that we force women to stay at home, but certainly it seems they want to be there. And the research was conducted by Sullis. And 218,000 women. Now, did you hear me right there? 218,000 women. That's a huge sample size for any kind of survey on home duties, not participating in the labour force and age between 20 and 64. The majority, regardless of their education level, said they did not wish to go to work. Now, this kind of comes back to something I was tweeted about last night. Somebody put a feminist poster last night of a woman in a suit and a man in his nip down on his knees beside her saying, lads, the gender roles are changing. You know, we want subservient men. And I put a post saying, what absolute and utter nonsense. I don't believe they do. I believe, and I still believe, I don't care how traditional and caveman I might sound, that the majority of women in this country, I can only speak for Ireland because I live here, don't want a man who's a wimp. They want a man who will provide for them in a time of need, a man who will support them in their decisions, a man who's a man, and who's masculine. They don't want a wimp or a wuss. And this survey nails that home. They still want the traditional role. Now, don't get me wrong, the opportunity and equality should be there for any woman who doesn't want the traditional role, which seems like a very small percentage according to this survey. There was 90,800 within the group who do not want a job at all. 90,000 didn't want a job at all. Meanwhile, 6,600 or 11% of the 57,500 women with third level education are available for work, but they're not seeking it. They're not looking for work. Even though they have a third level education, they don't particularly want it. They're grand. Three quarters of the women surveyed with third level qualifications have a partner in full-time employment. They want a provider. Here we are for the last 10 years talking about women's rights, every topic, every day. Women's rights, women's rights, women's rights. Let's make more opportunities. Let's have gender quotas, all this kind of thing. And it seems that the majority of women are only doing it for the money. So I had a little survey around the office today. And I said to one of the girls who works here, I won't say who it is. I said, if Andy Bad News turned around and said, you can stay at home and I'll tell you what, I'll give you your money every week. Would you do it? Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd do it. Of course I would. Mind you, I probably would too, but in saying that, women want to stay at home. They have a maternal instinct when they have children, particularly when they have children. They prefer it. They want a provider. That's what the survey is more or less saying. They want a provider. They don't want a wuss of a man. So it basically concretes and cements the idea as genders, as men and women, we're inherently very different in our needs in life and what we want and our roles in life. And why change what's worked for thousands and thousands of years? We pretend we're changing it, but we're not really changing because it's not really what women want. We try to force women into the sciences. We try to force women into engineering. And yes, many women will go into it and I'm delighted for them and that's great. And I don't mean that in a patronising way. But at the end of the day, women will still tend to choose certain careers. Because men and women are inherently different. Anybody who believes we're not is mental. There's something mentally wrong with them. So the bottom line is, when we come to this referendum, which is probably going to happen next year, where we're taking this out of the Constitution, is a woman's place in the home. I don't believe anybody should be forced to stay at home. Well, fortunately, nowadays, a lot of women are forced to go to work because they feel they have to. Because maybe they feel too embarrassed. I know a woman who told me she went to work because she was afraid of what her friends would think and they would talk about her. Oh, look at her, yeah, staying at home, her husband's out making all the money and she's sitting at home on her arse all day. Well, fair, isn't her? Kept woman. And they judge her. They think she's stupid or something because she can't go to work. She's quite capable of going to work. She just doesn't want to. She wants to stay at home and raise her family. Is there anything wrong with that notion? It seems the majority of women want it, but we're telling them they don't want it. We're actually wrong to be telling them that. So, is it wrong to suggest that a woman's place is still in the home? Is it wrong to suggest that? That's the question I'm going to ask you. based on the survey, the bottom line is that we are fighting a losing battle because women don't want to, by and large, don't want those careers. They don't want them. They're doing it for money. They're not doing it for the same reasons, possibly, that men are doing. It's a very general statement, I admit, because a lot of women are out there and they're very successful. I want to know what you think. I mean, Sonia Lennon, who's the founder of Dress for Success, very successful business, was also on hand at the launch of this research at the Alex Hotel in Dublin. She described the findings as a punch in the gut, but agreed that the right conditions may attract women to work. In other words, women are not just attracted to work. Let me know what you think. Are women attracted to a man who's a wuss, who wants her to go out and work as well? Or are they attracted to a man who'll provide for her in a time of need? Let me know what you think. Is it wrong to suggest a woman's place is in the home? Let me know what you think. And the number is 0871880008. That's the question. Is it wrong to suggest that a woman's place is in the home? And I don't mean in a forceful way. I mean that that's what she's choosing to do. So yes, it's wrong to suggest that. Women are career driven and get them out there. Yes, we're all going to work. We're wonderful. We don't want men who'll provide for us. Or maybe you agree. A woman's place is in the home. And it's a woman and it's her choice. She can stay at home if she wants to, and that's what they're choosing to do. Let me go to Niamh.
Hiya, Niall.
Hey, yeah, I'm on a bit of a roll.
Yeah, you're on a rant now, aren't you?
Niamh, you're the voice of reason. Bring some reason to the table here. It seems that we're wrong. Women don't want to work.
A woman's place is wherever she wants to be. If a woman wants to go to... No,
look at you being all politically correct.
I'm not being politically correct. Just like a man's place is wherever he wants to be. I wouldn't look down on a man if he stayed at home with the kids and his wife went to work because she had a better job. Wouldn't bother me at all. I know a few people that do that, a few men that do that. Just like I don't give a rat's ass if a woman stays at home and minds the kids or if she goes to work. Because you know what? It's not my business what she does with her life. That's her life and her family. Yes, a vast majority of women, when the children are very, very young, of course they would probably love to stay at home with their kids. They don't want to miss the first steps. They don't want to miss the first words. They don't want...
But then why are we telling them? Why are we making all sorts of arrangements and coming up with all sorts of legislation and gender quotas and all sorts of carry on to encourage them not to stay at home? Why are we doing that?
Because we've turned into snowflakes and we've turned into politically correct beings that think that you can't say that a woman would want to stay at home because that might be seen as demeaning to a woman. But you ask any woman that stays at home, she doesn't feel demeaned 90% of the time. She can be quite happy doing that.
I mean, by the way, in relation to the men that women want, right? This poster, not that it pissed me off last night, I don't get triggered generally, I just do it because it's my job. But do you believe that, you know, gender roles are changing? Do you believe that women are quite happy with an effeminate man, that they don't particularly want a man who's masculine and who's a provider? Or do you think that women traditionally still want to go out and find a man who'll provide for them?
I think a woman wants to find a man who'll provide for his family. I think that's different to providing for her.
Well, she is the family. She is the family.
She's part of the family. But at the end of the day, if you don't have kids or whatever, you don't really want a man that's spending more time in the bathroom than you. That's just me. I don't, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of it all, if you want to stay at home, when my children were really, really young, I was lucky. I got to stay at home with them for the first few years of their life. Yeah, it was. But it was great.
Yeah,
because it felt good to me. It felt what I wanted to do.
Were you demeaned? Were you ashamed of yourself doing that?
No, I wasn't. But you know what? When it got to the stage where they went to school, it wasn't that I was forced to go back to work, but I wanted to because I just felt very bored and lonely.
Yeah, but men accept this role in life. I mean, you know, when I was married, well, I'm still kind of married, but when I was happily married, and, you know, I had three kids, and for years and years and years, my wife was a stay-at-home mother, and very good one at that. And I have to say, I felt that was my role in life, and I didn't mind that. I worked, you know, extra hours, I'd do extra nights gigging or whatever it was to make sure we had money for mortgages or holidays or whatever it was, or my kids had whatever I didn't have as a child. That was the role I chose in life. I was quite happy, just like my ex-wife. That was the role she chose in life too.
Yeah, but so, that's because
made a choice.
No offense to you, Niall, but that's because you're 54, and you.
I wasn't 54 at the time.
No, but you are now, and you were of that generation where your father probably did that with your mum.
Okay, but what's wrong with that generation? What's wrong with that tradition?
There's nothing wrong.
But hold on, here we go. This tradition has been around for God knows how many millions of years, right? Where men have been the providers and women have been the nurturers, right? That's, and I personally believe it's in DNA, right? But this tradition has been around. All of a sudden in the last 20 years, there's a conscious effort to change that tradition and to make it different. And I am all for women's rights. I'm all for having the opportunities for women if they want to choose, as you rightly said earlier on, to do that. But let's not shift away too much from tradition, because I believe it works. This idea that there's some sort of, you know, toxic patriarchy from 20 years ago that destroyed the world, or 50 years ago that destroyed the world, is absolute nonsense. You know, if men were in primary roles for the last million years, which they have been, right, we didn't do such a bad job. The world is not in bits. We didn't all fall apart. We've provided a pretty good world for men and women. So, I mean, what's the problem?
I think things, look, in the last 20 years and especially in the last 10 years, things have changed an awful lot. We've become very politically correct. You can say nothing, you can do nothing. You have to watch every word you say, right? But also financially, things have changed a lot. If you look at a lot of stay-at-home parents, a lot of stay-at-home, let's take women, because the vast majority of them are women.
82%, I think, in the last survey, 82 or 85%, yeah.
So you take 82% of women. I know you said that these people who were surveyed had third-level education, but let's take them aside, right? Let's put them aside, because not everyone has a third-level education.
A lot of these women didn't have a third-level education, by the way. In this survey, I think the amount I'm looking here, there was 90,000-something or was had third-level education. Not all of them did.
Okay, so if you take a financial situation, right? So if you have a woman who has a child of seven, for argument's sake. So when the child hits seven, that's pretty much a stage where you can start thinking, the child is old enough now for me to think about going back to work, right? A lot of these women will be going into jobs that aren't brilliant financially. And if they are faced with the fact that they'll be working, and for every hour they work, the vast majority of that money will go to a childminder, it's not financially viable. In a lot of cases for them. I mean, you go out there, you break your backside for...
But I don't think they want it. I know these are the excuses that are used. Oh, it's not financially viable for me to go back to work.
But
no. I agree with you that childcare for those who want to go back to work is way too expensive. I absolutely agree with you, right? And it's not viable. But I think in most cases, most women, if they had the choice of marrying man A, who didn't earn a huge amount of money or was unemployed, or man B, who had enough money to support a whole family and she could stay at home, and they were both equal in how they looked and their personalities, she's going to go for man B.
Look, from my point of view, being a stay-at-home mum and being a working mum, they both carry guilt, right? The working mother is riddled with it because she's missing this, she's missing that. She's only getting home at 6 o'clock. She's only seen her child for X amount of hours. She's riddled with guilt. The stay-at-home mother feels looked down on and is riddled with guilt that her friends are talking about her. As you said, the woman who wouldn't tell her friends she was a stay-at-home parent because she was afraid. She
went back to work. She went back to work because she's... And the only reason she said she went back to work was she didn't want her mates to judge her.
But that's terrible, because nobody should be judging anybody. I mean, just look after yourselves and what your neighbours...
the original question, Niamh, is there anything wrong with the original tradition that, you know, a woman's place is in the home? And I'm not suggesting in a forceful manner, but that tradition, that role for a woman, is there anything wrong with it?
No, there is nothing wrong with it as long as that is what the woman wants.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. Let me go to Micheál.
Good.
Micheál.
Hello and good morning to you.
Good to talk to you, August. Dígwit.
Tommy, I guess you got Kinlish and Carson. But I can't find a way to it, but she's a girl again, you.
Absolutely. Whatever you said there is great.
I could just go to Manaw, talk to a conscious or not.
Well, I know you said something about women there. You mentioned Manaw. I know how.
Women talking. There we are. The streak is breaking out in you again.
Micheál.
There we are. Back to your youth.
Micheál, okay, so is it wrong to suggest that a woman's place is in the home?
I grew up long before any of you did listen to you there. And my grew up, women got married. I didn't, what role you had in society didn't matter. You immediately forfeited that job, you were a stay at home. And like I heard you say there, and proud to actually hear of it, when you got married, you adopted the role of being the provider. Now, the ratio for pay is set and then was far better off. We were better off financially donkey's years ago than we are today. It's lovely to have all the noise behind what you're earning. But you go back to reality, lot less money, we were far better off. And we had a better lifestyle. But the women were immediately, the minute they got married, they forfeited their job. That was that. But women's going out to work today, as a listener, you heard that lady there saying, when the sixth or eighth, kids of sixth or eighth are gone to school, they're probably pissed off at home, and the neighbours, they want a bit of independence, so they go out. But the man was always the provider in my time, and up to modern years enough, he was the provider. But me, what the big problem was, that the EU, the demand on the money came so great, the women didn't have a choice. They had to, they were first of all 2 weeks, yes, etc., they were allowed to go back to work, but the homes went so dear, everything went so dear, they had to go back to provide, to be part provider. They mightn't say they're providers, but part providers. But like you said, I think if a man had enough of money today and the lady had a choice, A and B, guide money, yes, he can stay, and I can stay at home and live my life, she'll go for number B. That'll be that.
Yeah, and do you think the majority of women are looking for a man with your beliefs or your view on life, and possibly mine too?
The majority of women wouldn't be looking for me because they say, look at that.
Not you personally, no.
But apart from that, I'd say they would go for the guy that has the means of supporting them and whatever family they chose to have, and have a reasonable life. She may need, if she's in the country, she needs a car, she needs to go to A to B, in the city of the Lucy of the train line, they probably still want a car, even though you're stuck in a jam, you're going no place. But I think they will definitely go for, in my opinion, 100%, 90% will go for number B, because he can provide, he has a good job.
So they're looking for providers.
He's a track record, he can prove himself.
Yeah, I'm with him 100% here. I think the majority of women are looking for a provider. They're not, I mean, let's be straight about this. Somebody texts in earlier on and says, Niall, you're 100% right. No woman is interested in an unemployed man. He has no aspirations.
Exactly. I mean, that's it. It's not.
But a man, will happily date an unemployed woman.
Yeah, but it's not.
We're okay with that. Men are okay with that. That's fine. But women are not okay with that.
Because women who have kids and are at home with their kids, they're still doing something. They're not. It's still a job. It's still,
not saying it's not. By the way,
if you were to be paid, if you were a woman and you were to be paid for what you do at home, you'd be a cleaner and a childcare person. You'd be on the pig's back. You'd be earning a fortune. So at the end of the day, we're all going to be attracted to somebody with ambition and certain aspirations in life. And if that means that he's got a good job and he's worked hard at school and he's got a college education and he's gone on to get a good job, of course that's attractive.
Now there's a point there, which was a second ago, he said, I'm going out tomorrow to see somebody where I'm 100% available, big available sticker on my back. But the point is, if I'm going out tomorrow to look for a lady and I say, yes, there's a lady I like, whether she's good or whether she's pleasant, whatever it is. And,
are you going on a date, Michal? Michal, stop for a second here. Are you going on a date?
No, I'm not.
Oh, sorry.
I forgot I was.
I thought you were telling. Oh, this is hypothetical, right?
No,
okay.
This is a hypothetical.
Oh,
situation.
I thought you were actually going on a date tomorrow. Yeah,
and
okay.
And the lady in question, well, like, yes, she's nice, etc., etc. Yes, and she seems good enough, go on a date. But apparently, I wouldn't care a rat and damn it if she was implied or not. But on the other side.
Yeah, I think, see, Niamh, it's very different when men and women go dating. And I don't know about young kids nowadays, right? But I certainly know from my day, when you met a girl, the girl was interested in what you did for a living, because remember all the lads used to lie and say, I'm an airline pilot, right? So the girl was very interested in what you did for a living, but that was the last question a guy ever asked a girl, what she did for a living, because he didn't really care. Because men took on that role. We were happy enough to take on that role. I mean, Richie says here in the text, cue the feminist brigade, tying themselves in knots with moral and logic gymnastics as they try to explain indisputable facts and figures derived from unbiased and extensive surveys and research. He said, can we just scrap these pointless programs designed to encourage women into professions they have no interest in actually joining in the first place?
Oh,
that's a very blanket. That's a very blanket statement. That's like saying that, you know.
Well, we do it. We spent. Oh, well, hang on.
Men want to do that.
Okay, but 2 years ago, the Ministry for Defence, or the Department of Defence in this country, spent millions advertising on RTE and all the radio stations and television stations, base targeting directly at women in the army. Let's join the army, ladies. How many do they get? How many new recruits do they get? Hardly any at all.
That's because the army pays crap.
But it's nothing to do with pay. Women are not interested in joining the army, generally speaking. Some women are, but generally speaking, they're not.
All right, but like...
If we ran an ad, men, let's go into being a beautician. They'll get some men might be interested in makeup and beauticians and all that kind of stuff, I don't know. But they're not going to get the majority of men, because men generally aren't interested.
There are roles that are more gender-specific.
Just raised her point. Just pulled out point. She said the army pay crap. But that's the thing. If the man hasn't got a secure job and earning money, just crap. Who the hell wants him? The army are paying crap. that's that. But if he was out there and he had maybe 70,000 or 80,000 pounds a year and a nice car under his arse, that's different altogether.
Okay, but stay there because Anne, you're on Classic Hits. Hold on a second. Oh, I need to switch Anne on. Hold on. I didn't turn Anne on. Sorry, no. Anne.
Hi, Niall.
Good. Anne, no. You're looking after children, but you find the housework a bit boring.
I don't look after children, Niall. I'm a great-grandmother, so...
Oh, great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother.
You don't sound like a great-grandmother, Anne.
Thank you, Niall. You say all the right things.
I'd put you in your 50s there, Anne.
I'm in my 70s, actually.
Oh, well done to you.
I'm the same age as Mick.
Michal, if you're looking for a date, we have Anne on the line. Sorry?
I'm the same age as Mick Jagger. I'm just an aging rock chick. But anyway...
No, well, there's no point. Mick Jagger's not interested. He's only interested in young ones.
He looks like one of the walking dead.
God bless him. Yeah. Okay, but Anne, you're looking after young people.
I remember the early days of the women's liberation. I've seen things change. And my point is this, yeah? If women want to stay at home, fine. But what really surprises me is that statistic about those who go to third level education.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, like, if you go to third level education, obviously you do so in the hope that you'll get a job to suit that education. I find that extraordinary. You know, whatever about people say who dropped out of school early, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, my local, as I said that in my text, my GP is a woman. My optician, my chiropodist, they're all women, they're all married, they're all mothers, and they're all partners in the businesses they're in. My hairdresser, she owns her own business, and she owned it before she ever got married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, to me, it's not a question of either or. And as regards staying at home, I look at it two different ways. I stayed at home with my children, and... sometimes when you're busy at home trying to get the washing done, trying to get things done, you don't always have time for your children. You know, one of my kids would run in and say, "Ma'am, can you do something?" I'd say, "No, sorry, not now, love.
I'm making the dinner." Yeah.
Yeah, making the dinner. That's another one. So what happens?
But that's life, Anne.
No, what I mean to say is,
yeah.
I used to detest the most boring thing on the planet. It's housework. You know, if I had somebody do the bloody housework, I could have had more time with my children.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, it can be very boring and isolating. But there's a lot of boring jobs out there. I don't know about that. I've heard of some more boring jobs.
There are two different jobs. Looking after children and doing housework are two different jobs. Because, I mean, everybody does housework. You know, you don't all look at...
Were you surprised to hear that 3/4 of women surveyed with third-level education, they have a partner in full-time employment, 90,800 of the women within the 218,000 group between 20 and 64 said they didn't want a job?
I that did surprise me, because I just think, well, then what is the point? Why you go to college then? Why in the first place if you're not going to make use of it? I mean, what a waste of resources.
Well, I suppose maybe they change. When they're 18, they're all gung-ho, yeah, I'm going to get a career in science or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, you know, the prince comes along on the white horse, the steed. They get married, they get whipped away, they have two children. And her whole mindset changes, just like men's mindset.
I know it's a certain number. I feel quite depressed about it. Now, my son and my daughter-in-law, both of them have to go out to work because of the trying to pay the mortgage.
But you think your daughter-in-law would like to stay at home?
The old story. There are a lot of couples out there, you know, but they kind of do it. I suppose they're lucky in a way because, like, they live in Dublin and I don't. And her mother, like, the kind of steps in and takes care of the kids sometimes when the kids are not in school. It works for them because when one of them is working, the other one isn't. So they kind of do it. But unfortunately, like in an ideal world, you know, that wouldn't be the case. But some women have to go out to work.
Absolutely. You are right. And so a lot of women at the moment are working through necessity. Somebody wants to know now, where was that poll taken? Are you quoting the Daily Mail Bible again? Actually, no. This is a very reputable organisation, which are literally next door to us here in the radio station. Solace. And they surveyed 218,000 women in Ireland. So that's a big survey. That's a big sample size. This is not like, you know, you hear a sample of 500 or 1,000 people. You kind of say to yourself, oh, that's not very accurate. But 218,000 women were surveyed and participated in the labour force and aged between 20 and 64. And the majority, regardless of their education, said they didn't wish to return to work after they had a child. Let me know what you think. 0871880008. And by the way, just in relation to how we talk about traditions and roles in life, I want to ask women, you know, generally speaking, I want you to text in and let me know. Does it matter what a man is like? Does it matter if he has a good job? Does it matter if he's masculine? I mean, or does it matter if he's a provider? Let me go to Imelda. Imelda, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, Imelda. The only other Imelda I know is Imelda May. There you go.
Oh, I used to get an awful lot of doing it over there.
Imelda, your husband is going to be a stay-at-home, is he soon?
No, partner.
Oh, partner. Oh, God. Sorry, partner.
I got rid of the husband, a bit like you.
Oh, you got rid of the husband, and now you have a partner. All right, okay.
I have a partner, and he's going to stay home and mind the child.
Right, okay. And are you planning on making a decent man of him soon, by the way? Will you get married again?
Not for a while.
Would it put you off marriage, the fact that you already were married?
Yes, with the ex, yes.
All right, okay. Have a think about it in the future, I suppose. But now, do you believe, by the way, that most women are looking for a man who is a provider?
Oh, God, no.
No?
They want their independence.
Okay, that's okay. So you want the independence. You want to be... So do you believe that you feel like a provider?
Oh, God, I am my own provider.
Mm.
I was always my own provider when I was married to Dick.
Yeah?
I always worked from home as well.
Right, okay. And do you enjoy that? Do you get a certain satisfaction from that?
I did, but now I love being a security guard. It's the best thing ever happened to me.
Right, and if you're, let's say your partner said to you, I've got a good job, I'll tell you what, Imelda, if you want to stay at home with the child, you can. There's no need for you to work. I've plenty of money.
Oh, no.
No.
He stayed home. That was the deal. He was staying home when I got pregnant.
No, but I'm just asking you, if the roles were reversed, let's just say your partner had the most amazing job in the world with a really good salary of, say, 200 or 300 grand, right? And he said to you, Imelda, you don't need that job. If you want to stay at home with the child, you can stay at home and sure look after the house, do the housework and raise the child. Would you like to do that?
Oh, no way. I've done that already.
You wouldn't do it.
You're
not going to do it again.
No. I have a 27-year-old, a 28-year-old, and a 30-year-old.
Right, and how old is the child, by the way?
This one, I'm only pregnant.
Oh, you're pregnant now?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Shock to the system.
How old are you?
47 in June.
And how does that feel now to have such a huge gap between the last child and kind of starting all over again? How does that feel?
I think it hasn't really hit me yet.
And when you found out you were pregnant, how did that feel?
I thought there was something else wrong. I thought it was a midlife crisis.
But you thought, I'm getting butterflies in my stomach here. You didn't know it was a baby. Well, look, I wish you well with the pregnancy.
It's something different. Everything isn't different since I hit 40. I'm enjoying myself, having the ball of the time.
You're an awakened woman, Imelda.
Oh, yes. And I've travelled all over Ireland in the last 10 years since I got rid of the ex-husband. Best thing I ever did.
Since you got rid of the ex-husband. So you're a free woman, but you have a new partner. You're happily in love now, yeah?
Totally. He lives in Kerry and I live in Cork, and that suits me fine.
Well, and is he the same age as you, or is he a younger man?
He's a Thai boy.
How old is he, Imelda?
41.
Well, he's not that much of a toy boy.
He's classified as a toy boy when you're younger. You're a younger man.
Right. Is he masculine?
Yes.
Right, okay. He'd be out there chopping the wood with a shirt off, would he?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He does what he's told.
Well, listen, Imelda, you good luck with that pregnancy, and I hope everything goes well for you, and the best of luck, all right? See you, Imelda. Bye. Bye. We go to Pete, your classic kids. How you doing, Pete?
I'm all right, Mel Mucker. How's it going?
Good, Pete. I mean, Pete, we're fighting for women's rights, and rightly so, for equality and opportunities, but it seems, according to this research, the majority of women don't actually want to work at all.
Yeah, it depends on the question, though, isn't it? It depends how it was asked. I mean, if they're saying, would you like to go to work or would you like to stay home and have everything paid for? You know, what are you going to say? You know, it depends exactly how what the situation was and how it was asked. That's how these places get the answers they want to have, you know?
Well, why do you think the majority of stay-at-home parents are women?
I don't even understand what the argument is.
Well, I suppose what the argument is. Peace.
They've got women's rights. They've got them. The women's movement, the feminist movement of the 70s.
The suffragettes, yeah.
It worked. No, the suffragettes were...
I know, I'm talking about that's when it all started, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, they got what they wanted. They got it. We got the leader of Great Britain in 1979, Margaret Thatcher, bam. That was the most powerful thing. Even in this country, we've had...
Two presidents. Yeah.
You know, we had Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese in the 90s. You know, I don't understand what the actual argument is about... Now, obviously, I certainly don't condone the phraseology of a woman's place is in the home. That's medieval thought processes.
No, but you know, well, hang on. I'm asking the question today, right? And I'm asking the question, is it wrong to suggest that a woman's place is in the home? Yeah. But I did put a precursor in there and say, not in a forceful manner, but that women are choosing to be in the home.
Well, they've got the right to choose, haven't they? At the end of the day. I mean,
what are we fighting for? Why are we fighting about it?
I don't even understand what that's what I just said.
Yeah.
I don't know what the debate is here. Because if a single woman on her own being pregnant with a child, the government is going to pay for her to stay at home anyway.
Yeah.
You know? And a married woman with a child, it depends. She's got her own choice of whether she wants to have, if she's got a good job already, pregnant and she's earning a good wage, then she can pay for a nanny if she so desires and go to work. Or not. It either way, if the husband has a good job and the money's in there, then she doesn't have to. There isn't a debate here. This is a redundant question at the end of the day.
I don't believe it's a redundant question. Well, we are going to be asked that question in a referendum next year, but I don't believe it's a redundant question. And I don't think women will do themselves any favours, by the way, for voting this out of a referendum, but either way, that's up to the general public to vote for, right? Because I do believe that traditionally, the roles that women are choosing, I mean, we can't deny the facts, is to stay at home. They're looking for a provider. They're not looking for, you know, these feminists seem to claim that the gender roles are changing. I don't believe they are.
I don't believe they're changing either.
No.
I don't believe it at all.
I don't think they can change.
This isn't a new thing. I mean, I was brought up in the, I was born in the 67, so it was, I'll say the 60s, but it was the very end of the 60s. Now, my mum was divorced. She was a single parent. My aunt was divorced. She had two kids. That was our family unit. I was brought up by two women, as my aunt and my mum, and my two cousins were our family unit. You know, they got off their asses, they worked, they supplied the food on the table. I didn't have a bad childhood. I didn't want for anything. You know, that was in the 1960s. And you can imagine, like, being a single mother in the 60s, that was not a good thing. Now, my cousin, my eldest cousin, was 10 years older than me, so my aunt actually had to go through all that crap in the 50s.
I agree. We need to get rid of that stigma. By the way, it's interesting. Richie just sent me a text with a link to RTE, and they're running the story that I'm talking about at the moment, which is the survey by Sullis. But they put a completely different twist on it. Their headline says 16,000 women could be attracted into the workforce. 16,000 women out of 218,000 that were surveyed. So RTE are basically saying, oh, we're being unfair to these 16,000. They need to get a job. They want to get a job. And fair enough, they want to get a job. But we should have those opportunities there for them. But they're focusing on that part of the story, where the real focus in this story should be the fact that the majority of women in this survey said they didn't want to work. Let me go to Donna. Donna, you're on Classic Hits. Very quickly, Donna, because I'm running out of time rapidly here. But go ahead, Donna.
Niall, I don't believe you should stay home. I mean, I did stay at home when I first had them up until my maternity leave, and then I went straight back to work. I actually left my maternity leave early to go back to work. Don't get me wrong, I love being around my kids, but I also need adult interaction to stop me from going off the rocker completely.
Yeah, it can be quite isolating, I imagine.
Independent as well. I don't rely on my husband for anything, you know, and I've often said to him, you know, he often feels sorry for himself and says, you don't love me anymore. I says, I don't choose to stay with you because I need you. I stay with you because I love you. So always remember that.
And I don't think anybody should stay with somebody because they need them. I don't believe they should. And I don't believe anybody should turn into a leech either.
They don't know how to go and get a job. You know, they don't know. I've seen it. My mom, when my dad was very, very sick and, you know, there was no money coming in because he was self-employed as a taxi driver. The welfare wouldn't help him out for the first year. and he was really bad with his back. Now he suffers chronic arthritis in his back, and like my mom had to go back to work, and the only thing she could do was work in the chipper because she didn't know any other skill, you know, and she was kind of a bit fearful and a bit timid about going back to work.
Yeah, I know this research, by the way, was done between 20-year-olds and 64-year-olds, so it's quite a wide range of age group. But the majority, by the way, were third-level education, which suggests to me that maybe more of them were younger. I'm not too sure. I don't know the actual figures in it. But I was quite shocked to see that, you know, the percentage of people, 90,800 within the group, said they didn't want a job. 6,600 people out of 57,000 with a third level education available for work said they weren't looking for it. So it is quite shocking that we're fighting for all these rights, and yet it seems the majority of women, I'm not saying you, Donna, don't want it. They don't want us to, because they're quite happy to do it.
Well, I think they're half afraid to do it, to be honest, you know, in case they're afraid to go into the workforce. But I agree with you, a woman should take care of the home. You know, it is a woman's job. A man couldn't do the job that a woman does. You know, they try their best.
Yeah, well, I think we're very different as genders. I think it would be mental to even suggest we're not different. All right, listen, I have to take a break.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.